Well, I'm staring at the highest mountain in the Kingdom of the Netherlands. Any idea where I am? Okay, so my plane has just successfully completed the scary landing you might have seen on TV, where the world's shortest commercial runway cuts into a cliffside. Do you give up? I'm on the tiny island of Saba, S-A-B-A, home to 1,800 people in the northern part of the Caribbean. Saba is as Dutch as Delft and as much a part of Holland as The Hague. The plane landing is an incredible experience. In the last few seconds, we appear to be aiming straight at a steep cliff wall of brown volcanic rock. Then we suddenly veered left onto the short, steep runway, just 400 metres long. It only took a minute to get through immigration, and outside the terminal, I approached the only cab driver waiting for passengers disembarking the 16-seater Islander aircraft. Lollipop is the most cheerful cabbie I've ever met. She was given that nickname because she was so sweet to old folk.
This side, to your right, is the medical school.
As I looked in awe at the imposing, towering mountain above, I realised how much Saba looks like a child's drawing of a volcano, a triangular green cone rising 2,900 feet above sea level. I think it's the only developed destination I've visited where you don't have to use a seatbelt in a car.
It's more safer to drive without a seatbelt than with a seatbelt. Because if you fall over and the seatbelt's locked, you don't have a chance to jump out.
As I looked at the sheer drops next to the twisting, winding, cliff-hugging road, it made sense. The road, which ribbons along the steep mountain, is supported by huge retaining walls in places, and as it stretches into the distance, it resembles the Great Wall of China. I admire the view with Saba's Director of Tourism, Glenn Holm.
But the Dutch sent engineers here to build us a road. They went back to Holland and said it was impossible because of the steepness. And the local gentleman, Josephus Lambert Hassel, sent off for an international correspondence course in engineering and proved to Holland that we could indeed build a road. It took about 20 years. It was built by hand, pick and shovel. It's concrete, and it's one of the best kept roads in the Caribbean.
And was that gentleman much in demand for engineering works after that?
Well, I'm sure he was, yes.
I was pleased to hear that traffic lights and street lights haven't been introduced on the island. In Saba, you can stargaze and your view isn't spoiled by light pollution. The island's a mix of Northern European order and Caribbean colour. Saba's also spotlessly clean, and like many Caribbean islands. Windward Sides, the community where most shops and bars are, lies in a basin beneath the green mountain peak. It has the uniform neatness of the Alps rather than the Antilles. You'll notice how Saba's distinctive white-painted wooden cottages appear to be in pristine condition. Most have got red corrugated iron roofs and green shutters. Many are hemmed in by white picket fences containing flower-filled gardens.
Every day our roads are properly swept. Every year people wash their houses down with Clorox. The roofs have to be painted red. And we're brought up that way.
Ryan Esperson manages Saba's Archaeology Centre.
There's a certain cultural pride Sabans have, I'd say more so than other islands, where you take pride in the appearance of your house, even if it means going without bread.
And again, unlike many Caribbean places, you won't be hassled by touts or have to worry about pickpockets in Saba.
It's free, it's not scary, you can walk wherever you want.
Well, the waves break hard on Saba's northwest coast. This is called the Wandering Beach because a swell moves the sand around. Saba has few beaches, so it doesn't really appeal as a destination to sun worshippers. It attracts visitors instead who want to be active. There are surfers on the water out there, riding the massive waves. Behind me, there's 200-foot-high red rock cliffs. And opposite us, I can see a 200-foot-high triangular rock. It appears to be painted brilliant white.
It's called Diamond Rock, and it's one of the favorite dive sites. It's white because of the seagulls. They nest there, and that's guano.
There's good nature watching here, particularly beneath the waves. Saba's waters have been protected since 87, when a marine park was created. They strictly enforce a spearfishing and shore diving ban. There are 3 approved dive operators who can help divers enjoy the impressive underwater volcanic landscape.
We have been rated one of the top 10 dive destinations in the world. We have pinnacles, islands that never quite formed, where you have to dive down about 40 feet to get to the top. You get to see all of the big pelagics, the sharks, the turtles, and bigger fish that you wouldn't normally see on a Caribbean dive.
Louis Fonseca discovered Sabre when he was presenting a TV show on the Caribbean 15 years ago, so he relocated from Venezuela. He's launched a freediving school.
Freediving is breath hole diving, and you're free from heavy equipment. It's the purest way to be underwater. In order to get down to 20, 25 meters and be there comfortably, it means that you have to educate yourself, your mind, your body.
He chose Sabre because it's known for its wildlife. He says freedivers enjoy a more respectful interaction with turtles and dolphins and sharks or whale sharks and the fish.
A freediver is like any other underwater creature. You're silent.
You can find out more at sabrefreediving.com. If you'd rather spend your time above the water, there are plenty of self-guided walking trails. Ireland estate agent and jewellery designer Mark Johnson returned to Sabre in his mid-20s and says his home island offers peace and solitude for walkers who want that.
You can take a hike and not see anybody for a three-hour hike. You know, I've been to many national parks where there was a crowd in front of you and then there was somebody chatting at your back. So here, it's when I really want to get away, I can go on a hike.
If you've got the stamina, and for full disclosure, I must say I didn't, you could climb the 2,900-foot volcano. It was well named.
We have Mount Scenery, which I think is one of our most popular hikes, which the view at the top is amazing.
It takes 90 minutes to get up the 1,064 steps, or you can cheat and cab it to the mountain road, shaving off 274. Local James Johnson offers walks mixed with wildlife spotting. Walkers will pass through a number of interesting climatic zones.
We have a mahogany forest up there. We have tree ferns and palm trees. You see the forest change and change and as you decline. And down by the coastline, different species of cactus growing into the side of a rock.
His two suggested walks offer very different experiences.
It's more tropical, the Sandy Coast Trail, and then the North Coast Trail, you see a lot of views, ocean views down below you.
And one, you'll pass the site of an evacuated village.
The place where my ancestors lived. They started there in 1665, they lived there, and they abandoned the village in 1934. The erosion from heavy rains was breaking and getting closer and closer to the settlement, so the governor advised them to move from there.
Glenn told me that his mother was forced to relocate when the order came to abandon Mary's Point.
They dismantled the house that they lived in, took it apart, got it down to the ocean and floated it around to the other side of the island and took it up again piece by piece to the village of Zion's Hill and put it back together again. The house is still standing.
You'll hear more about Sabre's past and hear why foodies should visit this Caribbean paradise now. Next. This is the Great Destinations radio show. I'm reporting from the small Dutch island of Sabre. Sabre's hamlets cling to the lush tropical green sides of its mountain, which is a potentially active volcano. People live high above the sea level. The elevation means it's cooler than most Caribbean settlements, and mosquitoes won't bother you here either.
Great scenery everywhere you look. There's a view. There is no crime. There are no bugs. No day on Sabre has any more than 50 visitors, perhaps.
René Caderius van Veen has relocated from the Netherlands and has set up a museum detailing the story of Sabre's Dutch connection.
Welcome. One of the reasons to call it the Dutch Museum is because all the artifacts have been imported from the Netherlands.
They range from 17th century books to a vast array of traditional blue and white tiles.
This is not an alarm, this is just an old clock from before 1700.
René's created themed exhibitions based on his collections.
I had a lot of lace work inherited, which was not unpacked for 70 years. There's a lot of Chinese porcelain.
Just around the corner in Windward Side is the Sabre Museum, a beautifully restored wooden cottage with rooms made up like the early settlers' homes. The kitchen contains a huge Dutch oven, and the bedroom's impressive four-poster bed features a really high mattress. You'd need a ladder to get into bed.
In 1640, when they came here to live, they had very little storage. So they would place all their storage under the bed.
So that's why the top of this mattress is way above my waist height.
Correct.
Curator Jennifer came back to Sabre from the USA to see her family for a holiday and decided not to go back to the States.
You know, this is where my roots are from, and I love it. I think this is one of the greatest places in the world to live.
Like many Sabre Islanders, Jennifer can trace her family history back to the first settlers.
My father is a Johnson, my mom was a Hassel, and my grandmother is a Simmons. It's a large family tree. And then you also have like Levrocks, Levingstones. Those family comes from St. John's in the bottom of Saba.
Even on a small island, people were still sort of geographically condensed into certain areas.
Correct. Some people lived in Hell's Gate and never even saw the windward side. Born, lived, and passed away in Zion's Hill, and they never left the village.
Saba's excellent museum is open year-round, but it's closed on Mondays. You won't find duty-free shops or cheap tourist traps on Saba. If you want local souvenirs, you can, though, buy handicrafts and gifts made on the island. You need to take a cab down to the leafy capital. It's down a steep hill, so they named it The Bottom.
This side is where the crater is. And our town called The Bottom is the crater of the volcano.
Saba Artisan Foundation's there, and I met Jamila, who told me that it acts as a showcase for local crafts, selling bags, silk screen-printed shirts, and lace.
So that when the tourists go back with anything from the shop, it's more, you know, special than just something that's not from here.
Well, it is worth wandering around The Bottom. It's a tiny village, really, and it won't take long. Check out the cobbled lanes, the old church, or enjoy outdoor dining in cafes and bistros. They offer high-quality, European deli-style menus, and they're affordable. If you want a unique Saban gift, head back up the hill for the 10-minute drive along the lane to Windward Side. Jewellery maker Mark Johnson's gallery, the Jewel Cottage, is in a beautifully decorated Victorian villa with art-filled walls. Mark enjoys the finer things in life and says Saba's proximity to St. Martin, which is home to the Caribbean's second busiest airport, means supplies of quality produce are assured.
You can have from a great curry to mozzarella, the bufala, and great olive oil. Wines from all over the world, cheeses from all over the world, all the ingredients to make an incredible meal.
Goat stew would have been a popular dish. Now the goats, which roam wild, could easily end up on dinner plates.
Oh, good grief.
Lunch.
Made me jump. I don't know what that was then.
Both Glenn and I were surprised when one wild goat leapt down from the hillside and onto the road in front of the car. Courtney Hassel wanted to return to her home island when she completed her degree in Holland, so she created The Hideaway. It's a really cool cafe bar, a colourful Caribbean restaurant in Windward Side. Courtney and her partner Camilo are both in their 20s, so they've added some hip touches. You're encouraged to sign your name and write comments on the wall. It's friendly, modern, and unpretentious, and Camilo makes a really mean margarita. One of their popular dishes is fungi fries. It's cornmeal served with fish, and their seafood is really special.
We just got in some fresh mahi. We saw red snapper, wahoo, whatever we can get our hands on, we like to sell. We either do it blackened, grilled, fried, so we serve it in a number of ways. We also have a very famous lobster roll. Everyone loves it.
It's so amazing. Yeah. What do you put in it? Because it's not just lobster.
Secret recipe.
Okay, there's some garlic in there, isn't there?
Yeah.
I knew that because people kept backing away from me after I had lunch yesterday. It was lovely though, really good.
As well as local food, Saba's got its own liqueur, which you can buy widely, Saba Spice.
Females wasn't allowed to drink any alcohol, so they came up with their own little alcohol beverage so that they can enjoy a little alcoholic drink.
Locals have their own secret family recipes.
Don't drink too much of it and get you drunk.
I think that's the idea, isn't it?
No, it's not supposed to get you drunk. It's an after-dinner drink.
Do you make it?
No, but my husband knows how.
Tell us how it's made then.
I don't know. His mother given the recipe. But the thing is, the herbs that you grow, make this Saba spice with, grows on this island.
So has it got fennel in it?
It has fennel in it, and it has ginger in it, and it has brown sugar. And I know the rum is 151 proof rum. Once it's cooked, it goes down to about 70%.
Now, when you've had some Dutch courage, you might want to enter the big weekly event at one of Windward Side's hotels. Barbara and Wolfgang Teuton moved from Cologne to Saba to start a dive school. They bought Scout's Place. It's a friendly, clean and comfortable place to stay and boasts a large pool and great food. Every Friday, dozens of islanders turn out for Saba-oking. Even though Saba's a small island, there's plenty of talent because it's home to a medical school with 500 students.
It's a little different from karaoke because we have more good singers than just people getting drunk on stage and sing. So most people, they sing here, they sing really good.
Well, I really enjoyed Saba. It's unique. There's nowhere else in the Caribbean with such a comfortable climate, jaw-dropping scenery, and picture-perfect villages. The Caribbean's unspoiled queen.
The fact that I can look back 50 years and say that the island has changed minimal and the changes have really been for the better. The fact that I can walk around and still see the same wooden cottages I grew up with. those are things that really make me proud.
To get to Sabre from the UK, you'll need to get to the Caribbean International Flight Hub Airport on the island of St Martin, fly direct from Paris or Amsterdam. Then you catch the 15-minute Wind Air service to Sabre. It's a long way, it is worth it.
This is the Great Destinations Radio Show.